lyrically, that song is as appropriate is now appropriate. As it was when it was written.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realise that till we were playing it. So, whoa.
Have you ever thought of writing your life story, Harry?
We were dancing, by the way.
Yeah, we were. In case you're thinking, we're kind of breathless. We sound breathless. Carrie, have you ever thought of writing your life story?
Ooh, yeah, I have.
Because I thought of it, but I wouldn't even know how to begin. And lockdown's given many of us more time at home, and obviously more people are starting to think about things they hadn't done, like writing. And it's given people an opportunity to get into projects that they'd always planned to do one day. Yeah. And some of you listeners may have taken up writing, perhaps recalled your thoughts as a diary or to write poetry, or maybe even your life story. It can be a huge challenge, and it may need some guidance or advice, or even the help of a professional writer to capture your story. We're going to talk to Rutger Breuning, who is the founder of Story Terrace, a biography writing service. So if you need help writing your story, stay tuned. Rutger's your man. Rutger, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for coming on. So tell us about the biography writing.
Yes. I mean, what we do in essence is we help people to turn their life story into a book. And we use that by working with 600 writers globally, mm-hmm. of which 150 are all across the UK. And we match people with one of those writers based on their background, their personality, as well as their location. So they can interview them about their life. That's really the most important part of what we do, and the writers then write that story down for them and obviously for people to comment on and work together.
Gosh, that is such a wonderful, wonderful idea. When I think about all the different things that particularly culturally people want to pass on to one another, I know David, who's sitting with me, Jamaican background, so wanted to know, you know, towards the end of his grandmother's life, you know, I want to know all the stories, quickly pass all those stories on. So this concept that we could have all of that in one place sounds wonderful.
Yes, and it's also, you know, why I started the company, because I spent a lot of time with my grandfather and my grandmother, but especially my grandfather was a great storyteller. And my grandmother found it a bit more difficult to talk about her past. But my grandmother would tell me great story, grandfather, sorry, about his life, about being in the resistance in the Netherlands, where I'm from, yeah. about how he played sports, how he met my grandmother, how he moved to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And the stories faded so much quicker than I expected after he passed that I try to find a solution for that problem.
Wow. And are you finding that people is picking up on this? People want
yes,
to do it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, since lockdown, of course, like every business, it was kind of a fearful moment, especially because we work with a lot of people that are a little bit older, and we used to interview most of them at home. And obviously, the first thing we looked at is safety. And we moved from interviewing at home to doing that online via video calls.
Yeah.
And people were incredibly welcoming to that. And they actually have seen that as a really great way, you know, to break, you know, some of the isolation that they had to go through. We've had people in their 80s do their first video call of their life with their storytellers writer.
And are people writing more then during this time?
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of people have started writing also for themselves, starting taking notes. One of the things that we have done early in lockdown is that we have opened up our questionnaire that we use for people to get started on their book, to start bringing back memories and start thinking about what are the most important elements of their life. We've opened it up to everyone. So anyone can go to our website at StoryTerrace to basically start writing their questions about their life. And
what
get
kind
them
of questions do you have?
Oh, they are very wide-ranging, from sort of more factual questions to questions like, who are the five most important people in your life? Really the ones that start you to make think about all the people in your life, many more than five, so that you can whittle that down and bring back memories.
Lenny, it seems to me, sorry, I'm saying Lenny, because I've written, sorry, I'm just thinking about people in your life that are really important. Rutger, when you started this, obviously it's because you were inspired by the stories you'd heard and the fact that you couldn't remember the detail of them. Do you think that, you know, people talk about lockdown as certainly the beginning of lockdown, they were talking about the war and what it was like, you know, back in the day, but that ended 75 years ago. Do you think that had we had just a more accurate kind of record of what people experienced and what they went through, that in a way we would be more prepared for things? Do you think that actually the past can inform our present and our future?
I have absolutely no doubt about it. And we were actually lucky enough to finish a book this week of someone who went through the war. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, generations living today, I mean, I think from maybe from our age and up, we know things and we've heard stories, but they're fading. And for the next generations, it's very far away. And there are a lot of lessons to be learned. We were just speaking about David's Jamaican background. We did a book about the Nurses Association of Jamaica and what they went through when they came to the UK, how they helped others. And these are incredibly important stories to write down.
Do you think that now that this pandemic has happened, that people are beginning to grasp how important their stories are, that they don't have to be famous or have achieved things that are internationally recognized or whatever for their stories to be important? Do you think that that's becoming something that people are more aware of?
I think so. And people are especially more aware that you can postpone things forever, but at one point it's going to be too late. And yeah. I think, because there is that awareness and people, that's why people really regret it, because they often have had this intention to write their story or write their parents' or grandparents' stories until it's too late. And now as people cannot be with their parents or grandparents, I think that urgency is starting to become a little bit more apparent.
Rutger, when people are sharing their stories with your writers that are helping them, I'm just thinking about the last 2 weeks and our Black community sharing their stories is so re-traumatizing and triggering and painful. Mm. It must be quite difficult for those writers to come alongside the people that they're writing for and with.
It is, of course, but also they feel that they're doing a very important job with every life story that they write. And we also really try to match people with similar backgrounds. That's why we have so many writers, so that they're quite easy find it to understand someone's background. You know, they don't have to have the exact same background, but we do look at similarities.
Yeah, so there's an empathy, a natural empathy there.
Now, if somebody's listening and they're thinking to themselves, gosh, I really want to do this, because, for instance, my dear aunt passed just from COVID just a couple of months ago, and there are so many stories that I wanted to get out of her. So if somebody's thinking, we want to have these stories told, or I want my story told, what can they do?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is storyterrace.com, TERRACE.com, or they can give us a call at 0208-629-1001, and we will talk to them about their life or the person who they would like to have the story written down, so we can make that really great writer match. And then from there, they get started on our questionnaire, and it's really an easy flowing process, which we will take them through, take them by their hand. We'll make sure that their photos are included in the book, etc.
Wonderful. Rutger Brüning, thank you so much. Lovely chatting to you this morning. Thank you.
Likewise. Great pleasure.
Thanks. Now, this morning, we've been